Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in the brown and the haze, and I just want you back by my side.
I like empty, not L.A.
It's L.A.
Empty and L.A.
Yeah.
Here's what I know. That's a great song.
I have such mixed feelings about that song. Because
I have mixed feelings about him, period.
Well, the thing of it is...
Wait.
All right.
I know. It's like my weird thing with James Taylor. I'm one of those people...
You're like on the fence, or you're like anti-Buffett?
I just am not...
Here comes
Wilson. Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan.
Let me guess. Somebody's a big Jimmy Buffett fan in here.
Well, what's going on? You got a problem with Jimmy Buffett?
I have a problem with your shirt.
It's Aloha Friday.
Which, by the way, have you heard about this around in the newsroom?
No.
They've started doing this thing where you're supposed to wear tropical shirts on Friday.
Yeah.
And Aloha Friday.
Who started this thing?
Mark LaVoy.
We all did, kind of.
Oh, God, no. You're supposed to wear red today. There's a Chiefs game this weekend.
There's a Nebraska game tomorrow night.
That's nice red you're wearing, Dana.
Yeah, I know. I forgot.
Yeah, it's Aloha Friday. So let's get back to this. Why are you anti-Parrothead?
I'm not anti-Buffett. It's just, and here's what's funny. I spent a lot of time at the Sandbar in my very early formative years, which was a Jimmy Buffett bar. I just don't like the music, and I know that that's anti-American.
I don't think so. I'm not a huge fan. That's... I like Come Monday. I like Margaritaville.
Yeah, that I mean, is Margaritaville.
Cheeseburger in Paradise, I could do without.
It's fine. If you I'm just not a fan.
Into his library,
nobody
you
wants
will
to.
Find
a lot of songs about getting drunk songs. On the beach. Yeah. That's what you're going to find.
Actually, less thing. That than really cool,
cheeseburgers?
Well-written, clever songs
okay.
about
I'm getting drunk and...
I'm with Dana on this one.
I thought we were doing Milli Vanilli today. I feel like we have soiled the
Monday.
Memory of what Milli Vanilli was.
Well, they kind of soiled their own memory.
Yeah.
We'll do Milli Vanilli on Monday.
That'll be good.
But I am Team Dana on the Jimmy Buffett.
As am I. The reason why I'm conflicted on Come Monday is because it is such a great song.
It is a good song.
And it makes me sad because I know we would have had more stuff like that if he'd not gotten drunk on the beach so much.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You really haven't listened to much of Buffett's music, have you?
Yeah, it's fine.
I heard enough songs about...
Hey, would you and your shirt get out?
Yeah. Mahalo.
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 Yeah. I heard too many songs about drinking in the beach, and I'm like, okay, I got the point. Thank you.
I agree. 1 year ago this week, I was in Hawaii.
Oh, you were?
Woke up to that little memory on Facebook today. I was like, oh, man.
Mm.
Yeah, that was nice. Maybe that's why I'm so grumpy.
Give me a touch more, cowboy. Ooh, sound quality's so bad.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty bad. Is it Air Supply's Making Love Out of Nothing at All?
It is not.
Okay.
We're going to do Jam or No Jam at 4:30 this afternoon. Are you ready for a little bit more?
Well, I'd hope so. Oh, Survivor, The Search Is Over. That's a jam.
You're right, the sound quality is terrible.
Now I look into your eyes, I can see forever.
Fine, I'll give you another one.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounded like in the early days of the internet when you'd be trying to stream a radio station and
when it was
using
like dialing
a,
in.
Yeah, using a dial up modem.
That? When you had to dial in.
I love that noise.
All right, we're going to do Jam or No Jam. By the way, coming up, one of Dana's add a zero stories. We'll get to that in just a second.
Why do I laugh when it's... Let me.
There's nothing funny about it.
That's all I'm going to say. There's nothing funny about it. There was just one line in the story that Scott and I during the break were laughing about, and we will tell you what that is when we come back. Because there's nothing funny about what happened.
Oh, Peter Cetera, Amy Grant, The Next Time I Fall. You know that's a jam.
Oh, speaking of Ralph,
so good.
Macchio, or however the hell you say his last name, my son.
Are you anti-Karate Kid?
No. My son last night was watching The Outsiders.
Oh,
which I don't believe I don't believe I've seen in 20 years.
I have it on DVD. Do you want to borrow it?
No. I walk in and I sit down and I start watching him with it. I go, God, it's been years since I've seen this. Every single time a new character comes onto the screen, I go,
see Thomas Howell. No, Patrick
I say the
Swayze,
same thing.
Tom Cruise.
Oh my God, look how young he is. So finally, my son looks at me and he goes, who is that guy? And he points
to Ralph Macchio.
No, he points to Emilio Estevez, who
I forgot was in there. Yeah.
And I said, son, I don't wear tights. I wear the required uniform.
So you wear tights?
Shut up. So I say that and he goes, oh my God, that's the Breakfast Club guy.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Swayze. Tom Cruise looks like he's 12.
See Thomas Howell.
Ralph Macchio, keep going. Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon's in there. Yep.
We're missing a bunch of them.
I mean, it's an all-star cast.
It really was an all-star
before
cast.
Before they were all-stars.
Before they were famous.
Yeah. What was the next movie that Tom Cruise and What was the next movie Tom Cruise was in?
It had to have been Risky Business because he's so young.
Before Risky Business.
I don't know.
Taps.
I mean, I'm telling you, he looks like he's 15 in that movie.
Do you remember Taps where they're shutting down the all-boys military school?
Yeah.
And the students aren't having it? I mean, it is the dumbest plot ever. We're going to literally arm ourselves and we're going to keep this school open, Tom Cruise.
Here's who I forgot. Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe's in it.
Yep. This says Leif Garrett. I did not see Leif Garrett.
I mean, it's an all-star cast before they were all-stars.
Yeah. Anyway, if it's been a while since you've seen it, check it out. It's worth a giggle. Oh, like, I didn't watch the whole thing.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie. I don't mean giggle because it's funny. The movie's not funny. It was worth just seeing these incredibly young
before they were superstars.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we get back, add a zero. In vitro fertilization. You're white. Oh, that kid is not.
Ooh.
Hmm. Interesting. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Let's get to it. We got Jam or No Jam coming up here in a little bit. It's been a while. Story here from NBC News. 2 years after a white couple in New Jersey gave birth to a baby girl through IVF.
Racist.
They realized that she had, quote, Asian features.
Read the timeline again. That's nothing about this is funny, but the timeline.
2 years.
2 years.
So, just keep going.
And now they want to know the identity of the girl's biological father. Although the parents say they love their daughter and wouldn't change anything, they're suing the Institute for Reproductive Medicine and Science at St. Barnabas Medical Center in what is the latest mix-up at fertility clinics across the country, according to their attorney. The couple ended up, by the way, getting a divorce, citing the stress of the fertility clinic mix-up. They are demanding financial compensation from the medical center, as well as a list of sperm donors so they can find the child's biological father. Quote, they want to find out her genetic history and possibly have a relationship with her genetic father, who has no idea, as we sit here right now, that he was this child's father.
Tell the people what they spent to conceive this child.
$100,000.
No.
Well, it says here $100,000. I'm just reading from the story.
This story says $500,000.
Okay, the story I have says $100,000.
Even though they love her, they are entitled to have a child with both of their genes. Now, that's true.
I mean, that is kind of what they signed up
for.
That
is kind of what they signed up for. And then here's another question from the attorney.
I'm not laughing.
Here's another question from the attorney.
No, you are laughing.
What happened to the father's sperm that he doesn't know about? Now, follow me here. They got a daughter that does not genetically match dad. But that dad went to this clinic, and his genetic markup is somewhere. Where is his genetic markup? Yes, Scott.
I have my hand raised, Mrs. Wright.
Yes.
How did it take 2 years to realize that your child was not white? It took 2 years?
The line will, and we are not.
I guess it would be half white, half Asian, right?
Yes, but, and again, this is horrifying.
It took 2 years
and
to figure
I
that out?
I would want to know what was going on, but.
Were you not paying attention to the kid?
I said the same thing. I was in my kitchen watching the story on ABC News, and I go, 2 years?
Yeah.
The couple say the error dawned on them as they noticed their daughter developing Asian features.
I think the kid would have been born with Asian
features.
That's
the only thing I don't understand. It does not take 2 years for you to realize that your child's genetic makeup
that
does not match your own.
That pops out and you said that kid's not white.
I don't know if it would be immediate. It would
it
be
would
within
be pretty damn close.
I agree.
I mean, give me a break.
So listen.
Not that
to
there's
this.
Anything wrong with having a half Asian baby.
Listen to this. Let me find it in here because I was watching this on ABC News. The last line on the ABC News story was they have ordered all men of Asian descent to be outed. That's the word I'm going to use. The judge in this case has said, if you are Asian and between this time frame and this time frame, you were any part of this clinic, we want a list of those names.
I don't think that's fair.
Well, how else are they going to figure out where this DNA came from?
Hang on. We're going to move Festivus. We're going to move Jam or No Jam to 4:45. I want to investigate that just a little bit more.
I swear to Moses, that's the last thing the anchor said on the ABC story. The judge has ordered.
No, when you donate at a specific sort of bank, is there not a level of anonymity that goes with it? Do you not have the right to keep your privacy?
Well, yes, but.
I
don't think they're going to post the names in the New York Times.
Well,
who are you going to give the name to? I think what the judge is saying is we want to be able to narrow down.
No.
Why?
That was a anonymous donation to the bank.
You don't know that. This could have been a paying client who was trying to get pregnant with his wife. This could have been, Scott, an Asian family.
You have to be very careful here.
Listen, this could have been an Asian family that was having trouble conceiving. And the dad goes in and the mom goes in and they go through IVF.
But I do not think this couple has the right to know who this person is.
Oh, you have lost your mind. You don't think the daughter has the right to know who
Absolutely
her genetics come back to?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
These are anonymous donations.
What if it's not anonymous? What if it's just a dad?
What if it's a mistake? If he agrees, fine. If he does not, negative,
this
Ghost Rider.
This couple needs to listen to this. This couple needs to look out what they're asking for, because if, in fact, this dad is just a dad, he's an Asian American man who was just trying to get pregnant with his wife, and it turns out he is this girl's biological father, this is going to be a legal nightmare. He could come back, Scott, and say, well, I want to be in her life. She's half me.
He could. And he could also say, I don't want anybody to know who I am, and I don't want anything to do with her. And he has that right.
Oh.
576-7798. 576-7798.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round.
Sam.
I was going to say, I think it's funny.
Now, look, the more and more I think about this, I'm changing course a little bit here. I think this mom and dad should not ask what's behind door number two. I think they need to leave this alone, here's why.
Well, you were about to eat my face off.
Here's why. This is one of those questions that is better left unanswered, Scott, because if, in fact, they track down this child's father, the biological father...
And he wants that baby.
Now has the right to say, give me my baby. I can't believe this lawsuit even went forward. Because listen to this. The couple is seeking documents identifying employees, electronic or physical logbooks of all male clients, the identities of men who provided specimens on or around the date, all lab technicians, and all Asian clients. They're asking for the whole enchilada from this lab, and listen to this.
And they're not even married anymore.
Has agreed.
The court has ordered
the clinic to produce everybody of Asian descent who donated.
And this goes again. Listen, I don't want to get too tawdry here. Okay?
No, it's just there are donors and employees. If you are Asian and either one of those, the court is ordering those people be identified.
All this does, there is a market, there is a need, if you will, for people to donate to these sorts of facilities. Okay? And I don't want to get too tawdry. However, when there is the rare mix-up, if a court orders that everyone who has donated be publicly, or at least semi-publicly, identified, you have violated the very trust that these men went in with.
I think it's going to be a dad. I think it's going to be a couple who went in and they mixed up.
So there was a mistake.
Yeah. Let's say, you know, your last name is Brown and the other guy's last name's Browns, and somehow there was a mix up.
But can I say what everybody is thinking?
It should not have taken 2 years to realize your child does not biologically match your own features.
First of all, this couple has since divorced. So do we really care?
I think the child has a right to know. However, when you open that can of worms up, that father now theoretically has a right to start nosing into your life.
Well, A, you're absolutely right about that, and has a right to say, well, I want that kid 3 days a week. Or at least every Wednesday and every other weekend, okay? Which is horrible, by the way. Don't even get me started. The other thing is this. If the kid, let's say dad doesn't want anything to do with the kid, okay? This was a mix-up. Sorry you got a half-Asian baby. Sorry about that one. Sorry you got the half-Asian kid. Whatever, nerds. If the kid, later down the road, wants to know whether dad has, I don't know, heart disease, alcoholism, whatever in the family, fine.
But let her decide at age 18.
Or at a younger age, it's fine. But the dad still gets to maintain his anonymity.
Okay, I'm going to throw another wrench into this before we get to the phones.
Don't you see the racism in all this?
According to the lawsuit, the hospital claims it did use the client's correct donation for IVF. The hospital claims either the child is their own or that, quote, an extramarital affair led to the minor plaintiff's birth. Hospital's saying, this wasn't us.
Why don't
you check around what mom was doing right around the time? But first of all,
what they're saying, and again, not to be tawdry, is that dad's firing blanks.
And she went and had an affair with an Asian guy because that wasn't going to be obvious when the kid came out.
And that's how they wound up with a hoppa baby.
Oh, please, come on. They spent $500,000 to have this child. You really think she went out and had an affair with an Asian guy? Come on.
I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know.
But that's what the hospital's claiming.
Smart move on their part. Mark in Kansas City. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing there?
Hey.
What's up?
What if it's some of these other stories that we've heard in the past where the doctor made his deposit and just kind of, you know.
But I think this, the lawsuit covers that because they are asking for anyone who worked there during that time frame. They also
I think
want
that's a bridge too far.
Those names.
That's a bridge too far for me.
Okay, Scott, what if there are, just hear me out here. What if there are 20 doctors who work in that clinic and only one man happens to be, one physician happens to be Asian? Follow me here.
Dana,
do you say to that doctor, we are so sorry to single you out, we're going to need you to provide a blood sample?
No, you do not.
That's what the court is saying they're going to do.
Do you see the racism in, I asked this question 2 minutes ago. Do you not see the racism in this?
There was a sex assault in a nursing home last year, and they knew that the genetic makeup of the baby that resulted from that sex assault was, I believe, half African-American. Do you not recall that the court ordered...
She was also comatose.
All of the African-American employees at the time...
She was also comatose.
...to do a DNA test, and they caught the man through that system of elimination.
Tell me you're not comparing the two.
I'm not. I'm just saying it wouldn't be the first time they ordered people based on race to submit a profile.
There was a mix-up. Okay? You're telling me that Asian doctor can't get it on his own, so he has to go impregnate some other woman? I mean, give me a break.
I'm not saying there's not an element of race here involved. It's specifically because there's an element of race involved that they are asking the employees who
The couple has divorced. Who cares?
I think that's the point.
Might the couple divorcing have anything possibly to do with this experience?
Now, let me ask you
guys
something.
What the hospital's saying, that this wasn't us. But that's what they're going to say.
But the couple is saying that, yes, Will, to your point, that we got divorced because of the stress due to the fact that we had a baby that wasn't white. We were so distraught over the fact that our baby wasn't white.
Oh, I don't know about that, Scott.
That's what they're saying, that the stress and anxiety over it led to their divorce.
But it's not that it's not the fact that the baby is not white. It's the fact that the baby is not theirs, not solely theirs.
That's my point.
Right, but but you're making it extra racial by saying the fact
that... Am I or are they?
You are.
Okay.
Because you're the one saying it's because the baby is not white.
Well, the baby is not.
But if this was a mix-up and the
baby, of course.
But if this was a mix-up and the baby was white, but it was still a mix-up, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
Probably not.
So race, you have to at least acknowledge race plays.
I'm still trying to figure out how it took them 2 years to figure out the kid was half Asian.
In some cases of Hapa babies, it's not the most.
What is a Hapa baby? That's the third time I've heard that.
Half Asian.
Okay.
I've never heard that term. Okay.
Yeah, that's the term basically for Asian mixed. But it's not entirely apparent at times.
All right. Let's go to Lori in Overland Park. Lori, hello.
Hey, guys. I hate to burst your bubble about why it took him 2 years. I work with a guy who now is obviously, when you look at him, he's Asian. But I've seen his pictures from the time he was born all the way up to he graduated from high school. And he was 5 or 6 before it was even remotely detectable that he was a half Asian.
Really?
What did he look like before that? White?
Dark hair. Had dark hair, but his, most of the time you see the features are around the eyes. You didn't really see that. You don't even really notice it a lot now. I just happen to know that he is, so I can see it. But a lot of people who meet him for the first time really don't know that for sure.
Okay.
All right.
And he's absolutely half because his parents were full Asian and full Caucasian.
Okay. All right. Good.
I mean, the hospital is standing by its claim that they did not mix anything up. But we've seen these cases before, Scott. It happens. It happens.
It does happen.
This is an imperfect science, and there are human beings involved in labeling these.
Sometimes there's a mislabeling.
Yes. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that
occur.
This was a mix-up.
All right. Will.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to jam or no jam?
Lord, I hope so.
Ooh.
Somebody's baby, Jackson Brown, is a jam.
She said she's got to be somebody's baby.
Of course it is.
Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
All right, Danny, you ready to play? Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I've offered some offerings.
You did? First one up is Dana's offering. We'll stare it.
All right.
Are you ready?
I believe so.
You get 3/8 of 1 second. You have to name the band, the song, and tell us whether it's a jam or not a jam, or maybe even, dare I say, a colossal gem. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here it is. First offering.
Ooh, Secret Lovers, Atlantic Star. That's a jam.
But we can't let go, because what we feel is so sweet.
Ooh, Dana did not think you would get that one.
Really?
Well, I forgot about this song.
You really do like that one, don't you?
That's a good one, man.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 87?
Something like that, 86.
It's so bad, but it's so good.
What do you mean it's bad?
It's so good.
There's nothing about that that's bad,
mm-mm,
except for your attitude toward it.
Oh! Oh! Stay down!
Boom!
Oh!
Cherish from Kool & the Gang, jam.
Man, this is sick.
Okay.
All right, we're going deep.
I know, I'm trying to think outside the box here.
We're going a little deep in the vault here.
Trying.
Hang on.
Before I lay down by your side.
So good.
Such a good song, man.
Right?
So rich. All right, here we go. There's probably going to be like a 5-second commercial. Just bear with me. Oh, nope, there isn't.
Oh, got lucky this time.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You get 3/8 of 1 second. Shazam. Here we go. I even cheated you on that one.
I have an idea.
Go with your gut.
I think it's Bread. Diary. And if so, that's a jam.
Right track.
So I have the artist wrong?
I'm going to give you another 3/8 of a second.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I have the artist right. I have the song wrong. That is If by Bread, which is also a jam.
You are so good, man. Ooh, here's one I haven't heard in a million years.
Didn't you have a thing for a Bread song at one time?
Yes.
Do you have the Love Channel in your car, Will Starrett?
I do, but I don't listen to it very
back
often.
Back in the day.
What?
Back in the day, before 98.9 was The Rock.
It was The River.
It was The River.
Yeah.
You may recall back in the early 1990s, and I would fall asleep to that radio station when I was in college, and they would play Bread and
Everything I Own.
Everything I Own.
Mm-hmm. I love that song.
They played that song one night, and I went out the next day and bought Bread's Greatest Hits. Everything I Own is one of the greatest soft rock songs of all time.
I'd agree.
Ooh.
It's Sad to Be Long by England Dan and John Ford Coley. You know that's a jam.
You just listen to these songs when you're going to bed at night?
Honestly, I just listen to them any old time. It's not a going to bed at night thing. It's anytime I...
And Julie's cool with this? I mean,
yeah,
she's not weirded out by this rock crap?
She likes this stuff.
Okay. You ready?
She actually asked me at one time, she's like, how are you still single considering the women all love this music? And I'll Still Be Loving You, Restless Heart, Jam.
It's sick.
That song is so amazing.
All right, you got time for one more before we do Festivus Friday?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go. Here's your last one. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, you get three. It's 1 second.
Ooh. Ooh. Eddie Rabbit, Crystal Gayle, You and I, Colossal Jam.
Finish that lyric?
Sure. And now your love is my reward.
Yeah.
And I love you even more than I ever did before.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.